today on Real Radio.
Right then and there, he can call himself a Christian all he wants. He's not. Because a Christian goes to somebody privately that if they have something against them and they discuss it privately. Amen. That's what Christians do. How do you know? The Holy Spirit wrote it in the Bible, and that's what the Holy Spirit tells his kids to do. It's very simple. It's very clear.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack, in a message called Can I Ask You a Question? Part 1, continues now in a series called The God of Our Salvation, the Book of Isaiah. Thanks for joining us today. You know, the book of Isaiah does an amazing job of magnifying Jehovah God as the Holy One of Israel. It also points us towards the Messiah, Jesus Christ, as the one who will come to deliver us. But its final prophetic fulfillment has not yet come to pass, and that is how God will create a new heaven and a new earth, including a new Jerusalem. In Isaiah chapter 49, we saw that the servant Messiah is none other than God's Son, Jesus Christ. But Israel refused to believe the scripture of the ancient prophets and rejected Christ as the Savior. Still, God promises to save Israel in the end. He'll do it by removing the veil from their eyes so they can not only embrace all the scriptures, but come to only one conclusion, and that is Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. So today on day 2 of chapter 50, Pastor Jack asks us to consider the cost of thinking only about ourselves. When God's Holy Spirit guides our lives, we won't be doing what our sinful nature wants us to do. Instead, our desires will become what He desires for us. And now continuing his lesson called, Can I Ask You a Question? Part 1. Here's pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs.
I think pastors should start wearing body cams. If it were legal, we can't because we have confidentiality agreements, of course, with people that we meet with, but I want to wear one. Because you would be shocked, maybe not, to hear the things we hear. I know I've been married for 27 years, but my husband's kind of, you know, a bum now, and he just doesn't float my boat anymore. And this other guy's been paying attention to me. Makes me feel really good. And I've been praying. I'm serious. And so I'm praying, and God wants me happy. A self-inflicted wound. Because a year goes by, 2 years goes by. Look, we've been doing this for a couple decades now. Decades go by, and you see the people again. How'd that work out for you? I remember you. How'd that work out for you? How'd that go? Not good. Church, we need to get back to the Word of God and hang on to the Bible and God's promises, and He will never fail us. He'll never leave us. He'll never leave us. So listen. He says, because of your iniquities, you have sold yourselves. And I wrote down in my notes to address the cost of pleasuring yourself in this world and for what? Israel, listen, at this time, Israel was worshiping at all these pagan sites in the country that God said is the promised land. God says, I have a land I'm going to give you. It's mine. I'll give it to you. I made it. I'll give it to you, Israel. And I'm to be worshiped in this land. And what they did is that they brought in all these other worship systems of all these Babylonian gods. Okay? Has that happened in America? Of course, it happens all over the world. And you can't prevent it from happening all over the world. But listen, if you're an adult, you can prevent it from happening in your life. If you're a mom or a dad, you can prevent it from happening in your home. And so you're mandated by God to do that. We're Christians. We're freaks in this world. We don't belong here. You guys are so weird. Of course we're weird. The world is marching happily to hell. Their hair's on fire. They're all dressed up. They don't even know where they're going. They're having a great time. And they're just walking right off the plank into the pit. They don't even know what they're doing. Before we laugh, you and I were in that conga line before doing that. Until God pulled us out of it. Yeah, you know, we are freaks. We don't belong here. We'll admit it. This is not our home. I don't want to inherit this world. I want to go to heaven. Listen to what God says regarding the pleasures of this world. Proverbs 6, verse 20. Proverbs 6, verse 20. God, Solomon, technically speaking, but it's the word of the Lord inspired by the Holy Spirit. My son, obey your father's commands and don't neglect your mother's instruction. I wonder if that's still legal in this day, verse 20. Keep their words always in your heart. Tie them around your neck. When you walk, their counsel will lead you. When you sleep, they will protect you. When you wake up, they will advise you. For their command is a lamp and their instruction a light. Their corrective discipline is the way to life, and it will keep you from the immoral woman, from the smooth tongue of a promiscuous woman. Don't lust for her beauty. Don't let her coy glances seduce you. For a prostitute will bring you to poverty, but sleeping with another man's wife will cost you your life. Can a man scoop a flame into his lap and not have his clothes catch fire? Can he walk on hot coals and not blister his feet? So is it with the man who sleeps with another man's wife. He who embraces her will not go unpunished. That's what God's word says. That's a fact. That is true. That's God's word. And people have lived to tell about it. So, man, stay away from your neighbor's wife. If for some reason you are entertaining or you've gone down that road of prostitution, God says you're going to be punished. You say, "Well, dodge that bullet." Listen, it can be clearly argued from Scripture that sexual immorality happens on a grand scale, on a worship scale that man has previously never known in this world. And that is the worship site of pornography. On an epic scale, and God is saying, you will not go unpunished. You're wondering why your life's not blessed. You divorced yourself from God. You've gone down the path and you've put yourself in a course of self-inflicted tragedies that's going to ruin your marriage. It's going to ruin your children. It's going to ruin your job. It's going to ruin you. See, well, nobody knows. God knows. Nobody else needs to know. God knows. You may think, well, I'm just peeking in the dark. It's just online. God, guess what? God's online. God's watching. He said, man, why are you coming down on me like this? Because I don't want you to die. And you've got a wife and kids or a husband and kids. Or maybe you're single tonight and listen, your life is going to be ruined if it isn't already because he set you down a course. Maybe someday, so you're single now and you're young and you're thinking, well, I'm not harming anybody. Yeah, guess what? Until you fall in love with some young lady. And then, listen, your great day comes when I stand in front of you and God and say, you may kiss your bride. And then you go off to be with her. And guess what? Ladies and gentlemen, is this an adult meeting tonight? Things don't work. We have young people today that can't have a marriage and can't consummate the marriage because they've steeped themselves in pornography and nothing works. If it's not on the screen, it doesn't work for them. Where have we gone as a culture? What has happened? We have forsaken God. And we call ourselves Christians and we just click and take a little peek and take a little look. Now, I want to say something right now before you get any ideas. I came from, at the age of 19, a pornographic life. I came from that world. When I got saved, God took it out of me in an instant, and I've never gone back. 42 years ago, never gone back. It's possible if you fear God more than you love that trash. Don't tell me you love, I don't know why you keep doing this. You love it. That's why, because you love it more than God. And it's ruining you. And your sin will visit the lives of your children who are innocent, but they'll bear that load. And they'll wonder, why my life is so messed up? It's tragedy. Listen, if God is speaking to anyone tonight, forsake your immorality. Run from it and run straight to God. Now look, 2 Timothy 3:1 says, you should know this. By the way, right now I'm reading out of the New Living because it's just very clear. You should know this. It's like everybody knows this, Timothy, that in the last days there will be very difficult times. Can someone say amen to that? Amen. For people will love only themselves and their money. Wow. They will be boastful, proud, scoffing at God, disobedient to their parents, and ungrateful. They will consider nothing sacred. Is that a today or what? They will be unloving and unforgiving. They will slander others. By the way, slander others. I found out just recently that there's some guy that has some website. He's supposed to be some Christian guy. And he's going around criticizing every ministry, criticizing Charles Stanley. I'm super blessed. Listen to what happened to me. Super blessed. And I know this because somebody told me. The guy slamming Charles Stanley, Dr. David Jeremiah, slamming these guys, and he slammed me. And it's like, really? Wow, put me in that company any day. You know, that's awesome. But the guy goes, well, you want to know what he said? I go, no, I do not. I don't want to know. I don't read that stuff. I don't listen to that stuff. I don't go to that stuff. You want to know why? I don't know the guy. Listen, I'm going somewhere with this because it relates to your life. I don't know the guy. He didn't come to me. And right then and there, he can call himself a Christian all he wants. He's not. Because a Christian goes to somebody privately that if they have something against them and they discuss it privately. Amen. That's what Christians do. How do you know? The Holy Spirit wrote it in the Bible, and that's what the Holy Spirit tells his kids to do. It's very simple. It's very clear. Today, when the Bible says slander people, the internet is the world's largest gossip column. You don't know nothing on there that is true or false. You have no idea what's true or what's false. It's slanderous. You can be destroyed tomorrow and none of it has to be true. Someone who has a following can destroy you in a moment. Because people love dirt. Isn't that sick? Because we have forgotten and forsaken God. So he says, slanders to others, have no self-control. He says there in 2 Timothy 3:3, in the middle of the verse, they will be cruel and hate what is good. They will betray their friends, be reckless and puffed up with pride, love pleasure rather than God. They will act religiously, but they will reject the power that could make them godly. See that? Stay away from people like that. They are the kind of people who work their way into people's homes and win the confidence of vulnerable or susceptible. The word means women that are susceptible to flattery. They wiggle into those homes where a woman is susceptible to flattery. Oh, she gets, oh, wow, that's so nice. Makes me feel good, makes me feel valuable. The Bible says there's men, and I'm sure it's women, it's either way, wiggle into your home to destroy your house with smooth words. That's like watching some sitcom on ABC now, right? How do you know? You know what? No, I'm kidding. Women who are burdened with the guilt of sin and controlled by various desires. Such women are forever following new teachings, but they are never able to understand the truth. Wow. In my notes, that probably doesn't apply to anybody here, but in my notes, I wrote, 50 Shades of Gray will take you into a very dark place. Women laden with sin. So God is challenging the nation of Israel. Where have you gone? You've left me. I didn't divorce you. You divorced me. I didn't sell you. You sold yourself. You say, Jack, okay, listen. I don't want to do that. How do I stop this? That's good. How do you How do you stop heading down that path? Christian, tonight, if God is speaking to you, it's all wrapped up in this, and it's how you walk. I'm not talking about how you physically walk with a limp, or do you walk straight up or hunched over or whatever. I'm talking about your spiritual walk. Number one question, do you have a spiritual walk? I'm not talking about how dynamic and successful or powerful or fantastic. Forget that. I'm asking, do you have a spiritual walk with God? It could be nuts and bolts where you're just trudging it out. I have to tell you, my personal private life with God for all these years, people often ask me, Pastor, I don't know if I'm saved. I don't know. I love Jesus, but you know, how does it feel, Pastor, to be saved? I have no idea what you're talking about how does it feel to be saved. What does that mean? I don't know what that means. What do you mean feel? Would you get goosebumps when you think? I don't get goosebumps. Well, yeah, but when you pray, do you hear angels reverberating in the room? Nope. God said, pray, I pray. Yeah, but don't you see like flashes of light, maybe some thunder and an awesome voice? Nope. He says that if you call to me, I'll listen. So call to him. He says, believe in me and you'll be saved. Okay. Okay. What he says, he's true to keep. So listen to walk. This is how you'd want to have a walk. Galatians 5, verse 16. So I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. He's writing to believers. How many of you are believers right here? Raise your hand. Keep your hand up, lest you be found to be a liar. Keep your hand up. Every one of us have a craving that comes from our sinful nature. See all you with your hands up? You have sinful cravings inside of you. We all do. Look, I'll raise both my hands. Here's the deal. Put your hands down. Here's the deal. We all have them, but the walk with God doesn't yield to them. So listen. He says, then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. Verse 17, the sinful nature wants to do evil, which is just the opposite of what the Spirit wants. And the Spirit gives us desires that are the opposite of what the sinful nature desires. These two forces are in constant fighting with each other. So you are not free to carry out your good intentions. What does he mean? Constant battle just to get through each day. Someone say amen. Amen. Every day is a battle. But you know, it's a holy battle. It's awesome. Verse 18, Galatians 5. But when you are directed by the Spirit, you are not under obligation to the law of Moses. When you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear. Sexual immorality. That's all of them. Impurity, lustful pleasures, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outburst of anger, selfish ambition, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and other sins like these. Let me tell you again, as I have told you before, that anyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God. This is God's word. So that's how you walk. How do you run? You guys are Wednesday nighters. I would think you're more than walkers. You're runners. Okay? Sunday's awesome. Sunday's, Lord's Day is great. But Sunday, look, there's people that come in here on Sunday. You can tell. They walk in, they're like. And I don't know what they thought they were walking into, but like a convention or something. So Sunday, you don't know. Sunday services, you know, it's kind of like fishing down at the pier. You don't know what you're going to pull up on a Sunday service. But if you go trout fishing in here in the Sierra, you're not going to get a shark in the Sierras, right? You're not going to get a shark. You're going to get a trout. Okay? You guys are trout people here tonight. You're Wednesday nighters. So you know. So here's how you run. It's 2 Timothy 2:22. This is awesome. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22. Flee, fuego in the Greek. It means escape. Listen to this. I'll give you the whole meaning. Escape, become a fugitive, run to safety from youthful lust. That's what the word means, to become a fugitive. Flee, also youthful lust. But pursue, this word means run toward the rescue point, run toward the answer, righteousness. What does that mean? Simply this, when you see something, watch, when you see something that's not right, you know it. Even if you don't know it, you know it. I'm talking to the Christian tonight. You know what I mean? Even if you don't know, no, there's been no sign put up. You just know, wait a minute. You know what? Do you know what I'm talking about? Isn't that amazing? Do you know what that is? Not it. Him. That's the Holy Spirit. He's going, I think you should leave this person right now talking to you here out here. You should get away from this person. I mean, he's awesome. You listen to him and you'll never be led astray, and he'll tip you off to things before you even realize what's going on. And there's times when it's just like, I don't think we should turn left. We should keep going. I just got a funny vibe on this one. And then later you find out, look what God kept us from. Something. And he's saying, no. The Holy Spirit's saying, watch it. No, uh-uh. Listen, when you sense that, obey. Get up and run, Forrest, run. Run, run, run. And you run away from that warning thing that you're being warned about, and you run straight to your city of refuge, as it were, to the strong tower of the Lord. You run straight to him. Israel didn't do that. Paganism came in and they went, wow, that's very much more shiny than ours. That's really cool. And we can mix a little bit of that in with this. We can have that too. And you can do that. And it'll cost you.
Pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a message called, Can I Ask You a Question, Part 1? We're so glad you joined us today. You know, God longs to awaken us. He has all the answers to our deepest concerns. But here's the question. Are we indeed listening? Can I Ask You a Question, Part 1, is part of Pastor Jack's series called The God of Our Salvation, the Book of Isaiah, a series that brings to light the ministry of the Old Testament prophet Isaiah, who shared with us the coming of the Messiah, our Lord Jesus Christ, over 700 years before he was born. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Radio. You know, some people might think it's a bad thing that God knows all and sees all. Maybe you've been going down the wrong path, or you feel like you have to earn your way into God's heart. Or maybe you think that the poor choices you've made in life, well, they've gone far beyond God's ability to forgive. Well, here's some really comforting news. God knows you, he does. But the awesome thing is how much he still loves you. He even wants to have a personal relationship with you. So if you want to know more of what that's all about, we're here to help. Just go to our website, reallifewithjackhibbs.org, and click on the Know God tab. That's the Know God tab, K-N-O-W. Now, once you're there, you'll find the information you need to make a decision for Christ and a guide to share your faith with others. Now, here's what you can do for us. Let us know about your decision to follow Christ, or maybe you've got further questions. We're more than happy to help you with those. You can call us 877-777-2346 or email us at mail@reallifewithjackhibbs.org. Again, that's 877-777-2346 or email us, here's the address, mail@reallifewithjackhibbs.org. And I want to remind you to check out the Real Life with Jack Hibbs app when you get a chance. All kinds of ways to connect with everything that is Real Radio and Pastor Jack. Just simply go to your app store and download the Real Life app. You can also click your way through reallifewithjackhibbs.org and get the Real Life app for your smartphone or tablet. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David Jay. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in his word. We'll see you next time here on Real Radio.